The Osgood File, sponsored by Stamps.com. Save time, trouble, and money by buying and printing official U.S. postage with your own computer and printer. In a moment, a special offer just for you. This is Dave Ross. You thought your pension plan was guaranteed, but what if all of a sudden it isn't? It's happened to private companies, and now it's happening to public employees. More after this from Charlie. Taken as a whole, public pension plans in this country are $1 trillion short of what was promised.
Are you scared?
Very.
That's Paula Reddy, age 47, who works as a child support officer for San Bernardino County, California. She's paid into the state and county pension plan for 16 years. But in California's pension system alone, the gap between promise and reality is $516 billion. And to make things worse, her son Jacob is autistic.
I wonder how I'll be able to pay the cost of his medical insurance premium or his medicine to provide for him when he's an adult.
He'll never be independent, never be able to help mom if she runs short. She'll have to support him for the rest of her life.
While I'm proud to be a public employee, I'm not a volunteer. We deserve some degree of security in knowing that there's going to be a system in place to provide for us when we're no longer able to work anymore.
This is all another consequence, of course, of the irrational exuberance that had state pension funds thinking the stock market would rise forever. When times were fat, they saw huge surpluses, and so it was easy to skip payments. And some unions pushed to increase benefits. But it's also a consequence of the baby boom, the largest single generation starting to retire. As a result, in California, as things stand now, pensions would have to be cut by about 20% to balance out. And in states like Illinois and Rhode Island, if nothing changes, pensions would have to be cut by at least half. So blame the stock market, blame us baby boomers, but something's going to have to give. Although in fairness, you should really blame our parents, right? I mean, did they really have to all have sex at once? The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.